Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call. This morning is Monday, February 26, 2018. This is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning from the Dallas, Texas area. We have a very special call lined up for you this morning, so we want to welcome all of our agents that are calling in from across North America. I know that we've got folks that this is your first time calling in on one of our conference calls, our new agents that have joined the organization here within just the last few days, and we want to especially welcome you and just let you know that you're in the right place at the right time. I can say that as a business, and I can also say that Monday morning at 9 a.m. being on this call is a good place to be as a Harvard Risk Management agent. I mentioned we've got a very special call lined up. We are joined this morning by Ms. Melissa Wilder, a Senior Vice President with Legal Shield. We are very excited to hear from her. I do want to just cover a couple of things before we get to our feature training this morning by Ms. Wilder, and I hope that you're in a place where you can take some good notes as you listen to her. This is going to be just an exceptional training, as it always is when we have the privilege of hearing from her. I do want to just cover, like I said, a couple of things. First and foremost, we do have our Employee Benefits Roundtable conference call coming up this Friday at 9 a.m. Central Time. You'll dial the same number that you dialed to join this call. For those of you who may not be familiar, we do that call the first Friday of every month. And so since this is going to be the first one in March, that's why it's up on this Friday. But that call is just really a roundtable. It's a time for our top producers and everyone to gather and talk about things that are working for them in the marketplace. If you are meeting challenges as you meet with decision makers, as you're enrolling employees, as you're prospecting, we invite you to bring questions. We invite you to talk about those things, and you get to benefit from the advice of many of our top producers. And it's of all the calls that we do, it's my favorite call that we do because there's not really an agenda. We just simply talk about the things that are brought up, and yet there's always such excellent content on that call. So, again, if you can put that on your calendar and be on this line on Friday at 9 a.m. Central Time, it really is a call that's designed for you to be on live. It's definitely worth making the commitment to being on that call the first Friday of every month. I want to talk about closing out the month of February, because I don't want to talk too much about March right now. We've got three important days left in the month of February, and I want to welcome our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, who, by the way, not only celebrated his own birthday yesterday, and we want to wish him a very happy birthday, but this morning became a grandfather again for the eighth time. And we want to especially congratulate you on that, Mark. I mean, birthdays are great, but you've had 53 of those. But grandkids, now that's a big deal. So congratulations to you and to Jessica, your daughter, and Tyler, and new baby Abigail. We are so excited for that. And if you could just take a minute and talk about closing out the month of February in a big way.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, and I'm really excited to hear from Melissa Wilder. She's one of my favorite trainers, and definitely want to take note of what she says this morning. And wow, what a blessing. We had my birthday yesterday, and Abigail's today, and then my daughter Lindsay's birthday's tomorrow. So I'm at least filling up 1 month of the year on the calendar with birthdays in my family. But I want to welcome the 753 new agents that have joined Harvard Risk Management already in the month of February. We're pushing really hard to hit that 1,000 mark for the month. But just a special welcome to them. We have a record number of those, over 700 that started their new agent training, and almost 70% finishing the training. So a record number. We've shortened the training again. You know, it used to be 13 hours, and it went to 6 hours, and 5.5, now it's 4.5 hours to get through the new agent training. Be sure, if you haven't looked at that recently, to go back and review those videos. There are some really good, pertinent, updated information in that new agent training, and we'll be adding some quizzing back to that new agent training section later this week, or the 1st of March, I think it's scheduled. It's not going to have a scoring where you have to get a certain score to go through it, just some quiz questions after each segment. It'll give you the correct answer if you answer wrong, so just kind of a heads up on that. We'll discuss that more next week on this call because it'll be live by that point. But we are closing out the shortest month of the year, the month of February, in a big way. And I just want to mention a few things. One, you know, every agent should be Performance Club qualified. Hopefully you're already Performance Club qualified, but if you're listening to this call right now and you're not yet Performance Club qualified for the month of February, make that a minimum goal to have that completed by this Wednesday. There's a brand new video in our individual sales training. Part of our goal for the next couple months is to update all the videos and audios in the individual sales training section. And there's four brand new videos there, and one of them is called Performance Club, Legal Shield Performance Club. It's brand new, just updated, just up there last week. Just a homework assignment. Be sure you watch that today. That will save me 19 minutes on this call covering all the details of why it's so important to be Performance Club qualified every single month. But Legal Shield's now paying out a $100 a month bonus after the third month. And again, if you're brand new, Performance Club qualify in February. Do it this month. You have 3 days left, right? We have till Wednesday at midnight, and it's midnight Central Standard Time. You can upload applications till about 5 p.m. Central Time, but you can enter online apps till midnight. Get it done. Make that a decision today don't wait till March. Number one, it's going to cost you $100. Because you're going to be a month away from earning that $100 a month. If you're already Performance Club qualified, great job. Congratulations on that. Now focus on leveling up. What's your next level goal, and get that done this month? We have a record number of senior directors this month, a record number of executive directors. I think we're adding 3 or 4 new executive directors in the month of February, which is always great to see. Our top producers are over 100 membership sales. So, you know, if you've got people out there in the same marketplace selling the same products, selling over 100 plans a month, it seems pretty simple that everyone should be able to write 4 or 5 and qualify for Performance Club. But check out those new videos in the individual sales training section. The top 4 ones are all brand new. And the one I really want you to listen to today, for sure, watch today, is Legal Shield Performance Club, to really understand why it's so critical that you qualify every single month. There's also going to be one additional video added today. They're editing it this morning, and that is where to find prospects. And it's another good one. It's where to find prospects to market the Legal Shield and ID Shield plan. And I give in there about 15 or 20 different places you can go right now to find prospects to sell the products to, and hopefully that'll jog your memory of places you can go right in your neighborhood, right out in your backyard, that you can go to market plans today to have the success you need. So I challenge you to, you know, for Performance Club, for your level up goals, be sure that you get the production in the month of February. The worst thing you could do is say, well, I'll wait till March. You know, people do that. They say, today, 3 days out, there's a group of people that say, I'm not going to make it this month, but I'll do it next month. I hear that all the time. And it always puzzles me because of this. There's going to be people that we recruit on Tuesday. I'm just going to give it Tuesday. And we're going to say, hey, you can go out and Performance Club qualify this month. These are brand new people. They're going to go through the new agent training on Tuesday, and they're going to talk to their sponsor, and their sponsor is going to say, hey, you could go get Performance Club qualified this month. You don't, or get Fast Start qualified, which is almost the same thing, this month. You don't have to wait till March. And they're going to say, well, for $180 bonus, which is on the table this month, I'm going to go do it. And they're going to go out on Wednesday, their first day in the business. Tuesday was their training day. Wednesday, they're in the marketplace. And by Wednesday afternoon or evening, they're going to say, hey, I got my 3-1, or I got my 6. I did it. And they're going to be Fast-Start qualified. We'll have to check their points on the Performance Club, but hopefully they'll be Performance Club qualified. You only need 180 points. And they're going to do it their first day, first week in the business, and there's agents that have been in all month long that don't Performance Club qualify. And that always, I know, Mike, it baffles you, it baffles me that some people just take action. They say, hey, I'm going to do it. And then others say, I'm not going to do it. And if you've decided that you're not going to do it in the month of February, the very best thing you could do is change your mind and decide to do it, because that mindset is not about Performance Club. It's about success in this business. It's the exact same mindset of why people qualify for senior director. It's the exact same mindset of why they qualify for executive director. It's the exact same mindset of why people achieve high levels of income. We're going to be hearing this morning from a $250,000 income earner. I mean, it's exactly that mindset. They decide to do it versus not do it. I hope you make the decision to do it and do it in the month of February. And we're already at a record number of Performance Club qualifiers, but we want to add your name to that list. So when you go to the back office and see all those hundreds of people Performance Club qualifying, your name's on that list as well. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, fantastic. And well, hey, a job very well done, Mark, on these new video segments. Again, folks, if you have not seen that Performance Club video, just log into your back office, click on the individual sales training, and I believe it's the fourth one down, Performance Club. Just that's the one you want to watch today. It is an excellent, excellent video. And Mark, you talked about kind of those end-of-month deadlines. Just a reminder for those of you writing group business, remember we talked about with the Legal Shield at Work platform, those sales can be entered in right up until midnight. So that was always the thing with uploading. The upload deadline is 5 p.m., and with Legal Shield at Work, that's a later deadline for the end of the month. And I know that's big for some people going for executive director as well, making sure those counters are getting in on time, and we want to see that happen. We had a great webinar last month with Ross Brokoff talking about that Legal Shield at Work platform, and then we had another great webinar last week with Mr. Mark Riches talking about passive income. I just want to give you one more thing to add to your calendar. On March 20th at noon Central Time, we're going to continue this monthly webinar training series with Mr. Adam Thompson. Adam Thompson is a $150,000 earner and has written most of the business that he's written in self-pay groups, and that's what he's going to be talking about, success with self-pay groups, on March 20th at noon. And I'll tell you, having visited with Adam, having heard him train on this topic in a different environment, but a different conference call, but same topic, I'm just going to tell you, you are in for a treat on March 20th. So I know that we're still several weeks out from that, but I wanted to get it on your calendar. Again, folks, we are so privileged this morning to have Miss Melissa Wilder with us as our featured keynote trainer this morning. And, I mean, just what a phenomenal opportunity it is to listen to, when we say the best of the best, that's not language that we're overusing here. This is literally a chance to hear from the best of the best. Mark mentioned Miss Wilder really has a background of being a Legal Shield associate, and was a $250,000 ring earner before she was swept up into a corporate position, which at first I wasn't too excited about because I really liked her leadership in the field. But then I got to see her leadership in the position she's in now, and I love having her leadership and her ability to go around the country and train in the position that she's in now. So it's been just an honor to have her. She's come and spoken at our live events before. I was just with Melissa last month, with many of you actually, at the, at the Dallas event that we had, the group boot camp I thought that was a phenomenal event. It's always a privilege to hear from her. She is a Senior Vice President of Business Solutions Field Sales for Legal Shield. And listen, we really do appreciate your leadership and the exceptional opportunity we have to hear from you this morning. And we'll turn the call over to you.
Well, thank you, Mike and Mark. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your team call. I am sitting here just excited, amazed, and also just, I guess, in a feeling of celebration for your organization. 753 new agents in February. I love this. This is just phenomenal. And number 8 in the grandbabies, Mark. Congratulations on that. You know, Legal Shield timing just it can't be better. You know, it's interesting. We cross paths with people all the time. It says, oh, you know, I should have got in when you got in, you know, 19 years ago. So I would say, be careful what you ask for. That probably wouldn't be the best thing, because there's a lot of hard work going on. And not to say there's not a lot of hard work going on today, but I tell you, things have gotten extremely better, not only for our operations, our sales processes, but our brand. It's just been incredible. So I'm excited to share a few things here with the team this morning, Mike and Mark. But if there's anything you want me to add as I'm going through this, please, you know, jump in and feel free to ask me any questions or guide me in a different direction if you want to. But when I was with Mike and a few of you on the line here today in Dallas, one of the things that I covered and Mike asked me to speak about here today is, you know, when you're talking to your prospective groups, there's some tips I think that are critical that really helped me anyway when I was in the field. And I've been able to train and coach others. It's helped them as well. And I think what it has to do with is sometimes we get hung up on making things a little bit more difficult for ourselves than it needs to be. We feel like sometimes we have to have fancy scripts or we have to use other people's scripts. And really at the end of the day, family, what I'm trying to say is we just really should be out there just having great conversations. Now, conversations will lead to presentations and closing, but just have really great conversations with people. Understand that, you know, we're dealing with people, just average households and people who, you know, really were in a position, are in a position that you were in when you were first introduced to Legal Shield. You know, I'll never forget when the gentleman who came up to me and talked to me about that pre-legal thing, right, is what I heard. But, you know, I thought, why in the world, right, would I need to prepay for attorneys? You know, I'm a good person, right? I don't have any legal issues. You know, because I was taught, just like many of you, that attorneys are for bad things, bad people, bad situations, and they're too expensive for us to use proactively, right, on a daily basis. And so, you know, when you're thinking about where you were sitting when you were first approached until you got to hear the larger picture, you've really got to think about that prospect that you're speaking to, right? And they're in that same position. So how do you hurdle some of these things? And these are some of the tips I'd like to give you here this morning, because our goal is not only to get the information in front of people so that they can make an informed decision if they see value in this, but our goal is to get them to open up their ears while we're speaking, because that's a challenge sometimes too. But really, is we're painting a picture, family, with them in it, okay? And if I'm sitting with, you know, Mike Riches at his dining room table and sharing this with him and his beautiful wife, you know, I have a chance to be a little bit more intimate in my conversation with him, to get to know exactly how many children he has, what is his issues within his household. But when it comes to group business, we don't always have that luxury. And so when I actually am trying to have that conversation in a group setting, the first thing I'm thinking about is, first of all, what is my sales philosophy? How am I wired? Okay? How am I wired is exactly how I want to continue to have my conversations. I'm very inquisitive. Now, if you guys ask my husband, Eddie Peters, he'll say I'm nosy, but I'm very inquisitive. I like to ask questions. And because questions is a natural flow for me, I do my conversations, my presentations, in a question way, because that's how I'm wired. You may be very statistical. You may be very factual. You may be a great storyteller. However you are, let your natural flow come through it, okay? But in the connecting part of this, what I have to do is figure out a way to connect to them, like I said, and paint a picture of getting them to see how we can get in their household, right? How they can see themselves using this service. I like to say I like to get 80% of the audience to say yes to me 80% of the time. I only use a few questions. I know we have a lot of great benefits, features within our product. I try to hone in on those that are most critical to the daily usages of our services, or particularly maybe to that audience. But if I can get them to say yes 8 out of 10 times, it's almost challenging for them at the end of our conversations, the end of my presentation, for them to say, no, I don't need it. Okay? Now, let's just kind of think about that for a second here. I'm going to give you some examples in a few minutes, just like I did in Dallas. Okay? The other thing is presenting a way for them to buy, not for you to sell. The conversation should flow as when you're presenting that. Every time you're talking about a particular feature or benefit and the way that you're presenting that itself, if you get them to agree with you and you close on that one particular thing and you move to the next one and you continue with that process, that is a presentation for them to buy. It's not at the end of the presentation say, so, do you want it? No, they've actually said yes throughout the presentation multiple times. And the other thing that I really think is critical is be interactive. Be as interactive and as engaged in that conversation, in that presentation, as much as possible. It's just having, you know, that interaction creates that synergy as you are one of them, right? Not you versus them. A good saying that I've repeated for years, so I call it my own, but if two or more people are talking, it's a conversation. If one person is talking, it's probably a con. And sometimes we kind of feel like that when we're in the front of the room and we're just doing all the talking and maybe they're nodding off. They're not paying attention, okay? So to give an example of asking the right questions, trying to get people to say yes, 80% of the people say yes 80% of the time, I'll go to two of them that I always struggle with because of the way I was taught initially when I came into this business. And that no fault of anybody's. But a lot of times we're taught it on the one-on-one side. But on group, when you think about this, if I had, let's just say, 50 of you in the room today, and I'm doing a presentation, and if I said on the traffic-related area, how many of you in here have received a traffic ticket in the last year? Now, that's a good question, and it's in my style. It's a question style. But what I'm doing is now looking for the nods, looking for the hands to be raised. I can guarantee you by my experience, family, that I might get, in the most part, I might get 20% of the room to raise their hand and say they've received a moving violation in the last year. Well, I failed. I have failed as a presenter to get into the 80%, the additional 80% of those in the room. If I'm doing this, I'm getting them psychologically, whether they believe it or not, whatever you know we're thinking or not, is the fact that if I'm asking a question that makes them say no as opposed to yes, what I've done, family, is I've actually given them a reason to say no as a reason to say yes. That's not what we want. So if I ask the question, how many of you in here have teenage drivers? Once again, I might get 20% of the room to say yes. Okay, maybe depending on that size of group or the type of, you know, employees at the group, maybe 30% of them to say, yes, I have teenage drivers. But once again, right, I'm not doing my job. I'm not connecting to at least 80% of the audience. And for years, I struggled with how do I get a yes on that feature or benefit because this is critical to me. And so finally, I came up with a question that worked well, that hit at least 80% or more of the room. And that was, how many of you feel like me? Is it fair to say that when you're paying your car insurance, you feel like you might be paying too much every month for your car insurance premium? It's a conversational question that I can guarantee you about 80% of the room are going to say, absolutely yes, right? I have that challenge too. I feel like when I write that check, you know what, daggone it, I feel like I pay too much as well. And then I say, well, how many of you would also agree with me that if something hits our driving record, we take a chance on even increasing those premiums or a chance in cancellation, and none of us can afford that, correct? Once again, you're getting that buy-in. When you get that buy-in, they say, yes, you know what, Melissa, you're absolutely right. I can't afford any more, right, increases. I can't afford to lose my insurance. We have to have it legally to drive.
So with that being said, it's an easy sell now for you to say, well, as a Legal Shield member, I'm excited to say, you're going to be able to pick up the phone. If any of your licensed cover family members receive any moving violations, you're going to be able to pick up the phone, just tap the app or dial one toll-free number, no stressing, no guessing. And our goal is to give you assistance or representation to keep those driving records clean so we can help you with those car insurance premiums, help you keep them as low as possible. Isn't that fantastic? That one feature that I just spoke about, there's that one benefit that I just spoke about, if we can do that 8 out of 10 times, just like that, right, getting them to say yes, feeling it from the heart, buying into what you're saying, I'm telling you, it will close your ratio, I mean, increase your closing ratio tremendously. You're opening up ears. You're getting them connected to you. You're painting a picture with them using it. The other one I find sometimes a little challenging and sometimes maybe even sometimes a little embarrassing, family, is the estate planning. You know, the estate planning process of our services is one of the most valuable parts of our services, but sometimes it's undersold, and sometimes we can actually be a little assertive and sometimes maybe even offend people, depending on the way that we say things. I've been in presentations where we've invited people into our house, right, into our briefing, and we've said, do you have your will in place for your family? That's offensive. You don't ask a personal question of that nature, not that personal anyway, not that direct. So one of the things that works well for me is just really saying in a group setting is, would you agree with me that having your estate in order is a very important thing for your family? But would you also agree with me that it could be extremely costly? And as you're saying this and you're saying it really with heart because you feel it, it's amazing how people will respond to you. Yes, I agree with you. Absolutely. Say, well, sadly enough, right, most of us don't have these affairs in order because of the cost. But excitingly, as a Legal Shield member, right, you're going to be able to pick up that phone, dial one toll-free number, no stressing, no guessing, or just tap the app. And you're going to be able to say, I need advice on my estate. We're going to have an estate planning attorney call you back. And they're going to speak to you personally about your household, your assets, your wishes. They're going to help you complete a will questionnaire. And you're going to send that over to the law firm, and in 10 business days, you're going to have your estate in order, your wills, your living wills, your health care power of attorney. And we never have to worry about, obviously, trying to figure out how to do this again. It's included in our membership with annual updates. Isn't that fantastic? Once again, it's painting a picture. And I think, Mike, one of the things that's most critical is when I'm saying this and connecting to the audience, I'm also teaching them the usage. And I hope you're picking up on that too, family, is the fact that, you know, I'm telling them you're going to pick up the phone. You're going to dial that one toll-free number and tap the app, right? You're going to say, I need advice on my estate, right? You're going to have an estate planning attorney call you back, right? They're going to talk to you about, right, giving you consultation, talk to you about your household, your assets, your wishes. They're going to help you complete a will questionnaire. You're going to get it to the law firm, and in 10 business days, you're going to receive that back. So they can see exactly how to use the services that I'm actually painting this picture with them in it. So I know, Mike, you had asked me to kind of give some more of my questions, and I'll be more than happy to do that. But I'll stop here and see if there's any questions maybe you or Mark have for me.
I think that it's fantastic. Now, I would love to hear any more of the language and verbiage that you're using, and especially those questions, but if I could just point out quickly, I hope that those of you who are listening in, and obviously we're all listening in, but taking good notes this morning, I hope you're writing down the verbiage that Ms. Wilder is using, because I'm telling you, having done this for 15 and a half years myself, and Mark, I know you would agree with this is gold. Like, this is incredible stuff that she's sharing. And when she's giving you actual language, when she's giving you, hey, this is what I say, I hope your hand hurts right now because you're taking so many notes and you're writing down exactly the way that she's saying it. So, no, Ms. Wilder, if you could maybe continue and share some more of that, this is absolutely perfect. We love hearing it.
Great. Well, I'll do a few more of my questions then, Mike. And I think one of the popular ones and I think the ones that I get questions on the most would be, how do you connect them on the 24/7 access? So I'll cover that one. Because what's interesting, and by the way, family, this has been by trial and error, at least for myself, for 19 years of being in the business. When I realize that a question or something that I'm stating or I'm using in my conversation is not connecting, I go back and tweak it and continue to go back and tweak it until you can realize, I should say, that what you're saying is starting to connect. So it is a process. But the 24/7 access, you know, I've tried so many different things. And once again, when people have a perception that the legal system's for bad people, bad things, bad situations, whatever the case is, and you start to say, well, the 24/7 access is for when you're questioned, detained, or arrested, most people initially say, well, I'm not going to be questioned, detained, or about to be arrested, right? I'm a good person. So once again, I could possibly be setting them up for saying, this is not for me. So how do I connect to that average household who says I'm a good person, right? I do the right thing. Well, let's turn it into an empowerment. And so the question I like to use there is, would you agree with me that we all have a Miranda right in this country? We do. We have the right to remain, and I let them finish it, right, silent. We have the right to call our, and I let them finish it, our attorney. I say, isn't that fantastic? And I like to joke around a little bit. I'll say, well, this side of the room did very well, you know, and good criminals know their rights, you know, just laughter leads to listening. I say, no, but seriously, family, what good is that right if we have no one to call? As a Legal Shield member, I'm excited to say you can exercise that Miranda right. You're empowered to exercise that Miranda right. If you're ever in a situation where possibly you're being questioned, detained, or about to be arrested, right? If adult or child protective services is knocking at your door, the opportunity with Legal Shield members is to just tap that app and be connected to your law firm, exercising and empowering your Miranda right. Isn't that great? So I turn it into a positive as opposed to, oh, there's no chance in the world I'm ever going to be arrested, right? The other one that I get quite frequently is, how do I connect them with just the consultation? Most people really have never been able to pick up the phone and call the attorney. And they don't understand why they should be, you know. And so having conversations with your prospect about the daily use, it's so important. For instance, you know, have many of you here in the room ever had a question, concern, or issue? Have you ever felt like you've been treated unfairly? And you would have liked to talk to an attorney, but you knew the cost of the attorney would outweigh the cost of your issue. And so you never picked up that phone. Well, I'm excited to say we're changing that today. As a Legal Shield member, you'll never have to check your checkbook before you check your rights. You're going to pick up that phone, you're going to tap the app and simply say, I need advice on, and we're going to have an attorney call you back and discuss with you your situation, right? Just once again, family, it's a way of positioning it where they say, me too. She's talking to me too. I have been in that situation. And I've even joked around when I didn't get enough hands, you know, to kind of agree with me in that scenario, Mike, I say, well, let me rephrase it. How many of you have ever said, let me speak to your supervisor or your supervisor's supervisor? Because you know you've been treated unfairly. Isn't that stressful? Well, instead of taking the Tylenol, let's pick up the phone and tap the app, right? Let's see what our attorney says about that particular situation. So hopefully some of these tips, Mike and Mark, are helping the team today.
Without question, I think it's fantastic, and let me just you know, for those who may be new agents and just really kind of in this learning phase. Of course, we're all really in that learning phase throughout our entire career. But one of the things that I hope that you're picking up on, and I know Ms. Wilder pointed this out, is that she's constantly getting back to how are you going to use this plan. So when she's speaking to a group of employees, the goal is to get them to not just sign up, but then turn around and use the plan. And that's why she's got such an incredible retention herself, but it's also why the company's retention has increased the more that Melissa has been training. And obviously we feel very strongly about that as well, that it's not just about getting people to enroll. It's about getting people to enroll and then use the membership that they're buying, because that's what's going to get them to keep the membership that they're buying. And so all of the all of that language where she's saying you're going to pick up the phone, an attorney's going to call you back. I love the line, you're going to have your estate in order in 10 business days. That's incredible language. I love no stressing, no guessing. all of that is incredible. You'll never have to check your checkbook before you check your rights. I mean, guys, this is incredible verbiage that it doesn't just sound good, and I hope that's what we're getting here, is that this is verbiage that prompts action, not just short-term action, in other words, pen on a paper, but long-term action, getting people to use the plan. And Melissa, we just really appreciate you joining our call this morning. Mark Riches, I'll go to you for a second. Any thoughts or any questions while we still got Melissa on the line?
It was awesome. Great job, Melissa. Power packed. That's the language. That's what we do. We get people to get the plan, and that new video that's coming up today, Finding Prospects, we talk about, you know, the key to this business is getting in front of people that have the time to focus on what we're talking about and then mm-hmm. doing an effective presentation. And those were some great ideas, Melissa, on how to do an effective presentation and key components to making it real for people. And thank you so much for being on the call and sharing with us.
You bet. And I appreciate the opportunity once again to be on the call. And before I jump on my next call, they're pinging me here, but I just wanted to let you know that there's a resource that's come out, and I'm going to be adding this to our employee benefit certification training. But because you have so many new agents on the line, I thought this would be important to share. It's actually from Eastbridge. It's called the Non-Traditional Voluntary Products, A Closer Look at Legal Services and Identity Theft Protection Providers in 2017. I'd encourage any of you to get that, review it. It's a pretty interesting read on the understanding of what's going on in the voluntary space, what Eastbridge has reviewed for 2017, and where Legal Shield's position and where your opportunity is. It's pretty phenomenal. And I'll leave you with this. Because we are starting to become more and more of a popular non-voluntary or non-traditional voluntary product itself today, I urge every one of you that have a book of business, let your book of business know today that this is in your offering, that this is in your portfolio. Don't wait, because somebody else is going to actually call on that client. Get the news to them today. Say, I'm excited to say that, you know, I've added additional services to my portfolio for my clients because I understand that my clients need these services. And so I want to make sure you understand that I have this in my portfolio. I might not be able to get to you today, next week, or next month, but just understand that it's here. So if you need me before I call you, you call me back. That puts a little bit of blanket of protection around you and your book of business for other people calling your clients. So I just wanted to put that out there, Mark and Mike, because I think it's really important to understand our positioning today. It's pretty exciting.
What wonderful. Absolutely. That's fantastic. Again, Melissa, thank you so much. We really do appreciate you joining us here this morning and sharing such incredible information. We really look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma in a couple of weeks. And again, folks, excuse me, I know that many of you are coming in earlier in the week so that you can be there for the B2B training that's going to be taking place on Wednesday, the week of the Oklahoma City Convention. And Ms. Wilder will be there training again on that Wednesday. We really look forward to that. And Melissa, thank you. I know you've got another call to jump on. We really do appreciate your leadership and your time.
You bet, Mike. I'm looking forward to doing advanced product training, and I'm also looking forward to seeing Mr. Mike Riches on stage Wednesday, too. So thanks, Mike. Talk to you later.
We weren't going to tell them that part. They might not come now, but anyway.
All right. Y'all have a blessed day. Bye.
You as well, Melissa. Be blessed. Thank you very much. And guys, I am so excited for where we are at right now. And I mentioned this Oklahoma City Convention. I know we've been talking about that for the last few weeks, and we have got our senior vice president from Boston, Massachusetts, Mr. Jim Tanner, on the line this morning. I want you to listen in because there are some exciting things that are happening at that convention. I know many of you are scheduled and are planning on being there, and we're really looking forward to seeing you and for some of you meeting you for the first time, and we've got a special opportunity at the event to have kind of an event within the event where it's just our Harvard Risk Management organization that are going to be gathered together and to discuss that in more detail. Again, we're joined by our senior vice president, Mr. Jim Tanner. Jim, thank you for joining us this morning, and love to hear your thoughts on Ms. Wilder and her training, and of course, on the OKC event coming up in a couple of weeks.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Thanks, Mr. Riches. And let me start by just making a quick comment about Melissa Wilder. At this point in my career, my expectation when I hear that Melissa Wilder is going to be joining us on the call or that I'm going to see her in person at an event, my expectations are high. And because I've experienced so many times the quality and the content of her training, and yet no matter how high my expectations are, she every single time goes above and beyond even what I was expecting. And I know she had to jump off. Hopefully she will hear this in the replay. Melissa Wilder, thank you so much. I have a tremendous organization of people in my team, and they all benefit greatly from the mentoring and the leadership of everybody that's willing to participate in our growth. And you've certainly done that for us this morning. I recommend to my fellow team leaders, agency builders listening in this morning, make sure that everybody in your organization is caught up on this. If they're not on this call live, we may have exceeded our capability on the call lines this morning. If there's people that couldn't get in, get them the replay as soon as it becomes available. And follow up with them. Make sure that they know. Make sure that you know that they listen to the replay, that they have heard what you just heard this morning. If you have somebody on the fence that you've been trying to share our opportunity with, I think that just calls like this are a great way to just give somebody just a peek behind the scenes of what it is we do here, which is a heck of a lot more than just sign you up, give you some brochures and a pat on the back, and send you out there to figure it out for yourself. Absolutely no way. We have people time and after time coming in and sharing their best practices and their heart, because there's enough business for all of us, and everybody who's succeeding wants you to succeed as well. Mr. Riches, let me just say this about Oklahoma City. I get nostalgic this time of year. I wonder, so sometimes my nostalgia gets me to wondering, where would Jim Tanner be today without Legal Shield's convention? And I'm going to explain that, and I'm not going to take a lot of time, but I do need to explain that. Where would I be? Because I know where I started in this. When I got to this business, I had a full-time job and a part-time job, and the accumulated income on a weekly basis from those two jobs, I was making about $400 a week. And I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to be a business owner. I've gone into great detail in my story. I was searching. I was on the lookout for an opportunity that I could seize and use as a vehicle. And so this, in many ways, fell into my lap. And what I realize now, having recruited a tremendous amount of people, having joined this business myself, what I realize is it's not enough to have the vehicle. Because I've seen time and time again, people get involved in our business. They have the vehicle. They have what you and I have. They can market the service and get paid an advance commission and ongoing residual income for life. They can build a team and have a leverage position, earn overrides. That's the vehicle. That's the opportunity. That's the vision. But if you can't connect your desires, your goals, your aspirations with the vehicle, it doesn't matter how great the vehicle is. You have a Ferrari with no gas, because you have to understand how this is going to impact you. And I think, what if I didn't go to that first convention? And I'll tell you why. I couldn't afford to go. Now, I went anyway, but I couldn't afford to go because Mr. Riches told me I couldn't afford not to go. And so I drove from my home, which is in, at the time I was living in upstate New York, Albany, New York. I drove my car, which barely got me to work most days, and I prayed a lot on that trip. And I got somebody to go with me to split the gas and the tolls, and we ate a lot of packed food sandwiches, and we made grilled cheese in our hotel room. And someday I'm going to do a video on how to do that in case nobody knows how to do it. But you can make grilled cheese sandwiches with your hot iron in your hotel room if it comes to that. But that's what I did to be in Oklahoma City. And I remember hearing from other leaders saying, that's just what you do. Like, sometimes that's what you do. You put a bunch of people in a room and in a car, and you just get there. Because especially if you can't afford to go, you can't afford not to go because you have the vehicle, of course. But if you're not where you want to be, you need to go and seek the answers from the people that have achieved what you're trying to achieve. And because I went, because I was there, it broadened my vision. And I've sat on the stage in Oklahoma City, and that's, I just want you to imagine what that would be like if you've never stood on that stage with 10,000 people and the lights and the energy of that and the enthusiasm. And I've stood on that stage when I accepted my $150,000 ring, and I said from that stage, I'm here today because I was up in the rafters that first convention. I'm here today because I was there that day. So many people aren't willing to make that journey from the back of the room to the stage because they're not willing to make the journey from their home to the convention. But I'm so grateful that I was. It wasn't something I was used to doing. It's not like I was the kind of guy that would drop everything and go to something, not knowing what to expect, not knowing what was going to be there, not knowing whether or not it would be valuable, spending my money, maybe totally wrecking my, you know, running my car into the ground, which, by the way, I did by the time I got home. So I'm here today because I have that story and I was there that day. That all of that was plenty of reason to not go, but I went anyway. And now I'm here today. Legal Shield, I've earned nearly $1 million, and it all can go back to those early decisions to show up. Now, that was one of those pivotal moments. The other one, and the most, and if I track on a graph my business success, it was trending up slowly up until a convention a few years later when my fiance, my wife now, Danielle Russo, came with me to the convention. And this time she came, and then she saw what I had seen, which I wasn't even able to communicate to her. I'd been several times by then, but I still couldn't really explain to her what happens at convention. When she came and she saw it for herself, she became the driving force in my life. She helped me to set new goals and to expand my vision. And more than anything, she said, we are not taking full advantage of this opportunity. I finally had my business partner once I brought my spouse to the convention. And from there, we never made less than six figures as we continue to grow our business year over year. I tell you all of that because now I'm going to tell you that you have to be in Oklahoma City. And there are some of you on the call that are saying, I've had my tickets for a year. I've had my flights for 6 months. I've had my hotel for 3 months. I'm going to be there. And there's some of you that are tired of me saying it because you've already decided that you're not coming. But listen to me. You have to be in Oklahoma City. This will be the largest gathering of Legal Shield Independent Associates ever. It will also be the largest gathering of Harvard Risk Management agents ever. Legal Shield's got 4+ decades building to this moment, record membership growth, the explosion in success stories of people earning their 50, 100, and hundreds more $1,000 rings over the past 12 months. We're going to be celebrating those success stories because their story is your story. We're going to celebrate and cheer those on together because as they walk that stage, it's proof that you can walk in their footsteps. We're going to do that as an organization, Harvard Risk Management, with a 2-decade-plus relationship with Legal Shield, with a system like no other. We're going to gather there as well, and I want to give you details before I turn the call back over, but you must be with us in Oklahoma City in just a few short weeks. There's time, and for every reason you have, that you might have decided you're not coming, those are the reasons you have to be there. I think about everything that has changed in my life, about the income, of course, but the freedom, the time, the opportunity, the relationships, the business, and the growth that has come from that singular decision to be in Oklahoma City. Folks, here, let me give you some good news. If you don't yet have a ticket, we have a handful left. At $39. That's $100 less than you'd pay by going directly to Legal Shield because we bought these tickets over a year ago to make sure that you would have the opportunity to get them at $39. All you have to do to get your tickets at $39 is go into your own back office, log in your agent access area, click on the calendar icon in the toolbar, and then scroll down to the We Are Legal Shield banner, and you'll see information about this. Now, you're going to see a couple of things. First of all, the registration button, our agent message board, so you can coordinate with the rest of our Harvard group for rides from and to the airports, for people looking to split rooms. The convention agenda is there. And also you'll see notification. There's a little bit of an error on this, but it'll get fixed today, that we are having a Harvard Risk Management team reception. So we are going to come together in the conclusion of the Oklahoma City Convention. When the convention officially concludes Saturday at 8 p.m., we're going to all come together from 8:30 to 9:30 right there at the Cox Convention Center. That's Saturday, March 17th. There's just a little typo. It says March 7th, but we'll fix that. It's Saturday, March 17th at the conclusion in the Cox Convention Center when we all conclude the convention together. We'll come together as a Harvard family in the building, and the room is listed on the website as well, room MR 14 through 15. That's right in the Cox Convention Center, so you don't have to go find another building. It's not in a restaurant or some other hotel. It's right there in the convention center as well. Folks, we are only a few short weeks away. All roads for your business, the success that you hope for, dream of, aspire to, a six-figure per year income, a multiple six-figure per year income, a multi-million dollar business, it all runs through Oklahoma City at the Legal Shield International Convention, where all of our Harvard Risk Management agents will be gathering. You meet the CEO and founder of HRMC, Mr. Mark Riches, our president, Mr. Mike Riches, all of our top producers and executives at our wrap-up reception event. And of course, from that main stage, you'll hear with your own ears. You'll get the content and the context of everything that's happened over the last 12 months, and of course, the plans, bonuses, incentives, and programs coming out of Oklahoma City that are going to take us through the remainder of 2018. Mr. Riches, I am hyped up, excited. I got a plane ticket to OKC, but I could run there right now. I'm so excited to see you all in a few short weeks, and I'll turn the time back over to you.
I could not agree more. I am so stoked for this event and for the opportunity to again get to see so many of you and meet some of you for the first time. I'm just so ecstatic about that. And for those who are experiencing a Legal Shield event where it's not your first event, you know what kind of influence that this type of experience can have. I'm really excited for those of you that this will be your first event, because you don't, I'm telling you, you don't understand what it's going to do yet. You might think you do, but you don't. You'll see what I mean. In 2.5 weeks, you'll walk away, you'll say, wow, I thought it was going to be good. I didn't know it was going to be that influential. And I agree, Mr. Tanner, with everything that you said. You know, one thing I heard my brother say many years ago is, and this has always stuck with me, he said, you can either make excuses or you can make money, but you can't make both. And that really, really stuck with me, and it's true. I sent out an email to a few individuals just in my own organization, inviting them. I saw where they weren't registered, and I invited them to this Oklahoma City convention. And I was real proud of many of those individuals answering that call, saying, yes, I'm going to be there. And we were able to get them registered and get them a ticket. Unfortunately, several of those individuals sent a message back saying, you know, that they couldn't make it, and they were quick to kind of give a reason for that. And, you know, if I'm being real honest, some of them were, you know, what I would consider good excuses. You know, they were good reasons. Others were fairly pathetic, if I'm being honest. they were not good reasons. And I guess here's what you have to understand is, it doesn't really matter. Those who had really good excuses and those who didn't have a good excuse, they're going to have the same effect. They're not going to be at the event. They're not going to get the education. They're not going to have the experiences. They're not going to meet the people. They're not going to hear the nuggets. Whether it was the best excuse in the world or the worst excuse in the world, they have the same effect. And I would invite you to listen to what my brother taught me years ago and has taught all of us. Quit making excuses. Quit finding reasons not to, and focus on the reasons to join us in OKC. And as Mr. Tanner said, those are often the same thing. Your number one reason not to is really your number one reason to join us in Oklahoma City. I want to take the call out to the state of Nevada. I'm really excited this morning to be joined by one of our agents who has just Fast Start qualified, and we want to welcome him and listen to Mr. Bob Hoffman's story of getting started in Fast Start qualifying, his first few days in the business. Bob, we're really excited to hear from you and hear that story. We'll turn the call over to you.
Well, hello, and thank you for having me on the call. I feel a little humbled as I've only started this on Thursday, but you've asked me to talk a little bit about how I got Fast Start qualified, and really it started by just picking up the phone and dialing and calling the people that I knew and following through on them. And if you look at the products that we're selling, it's a really amazing product, and it's a very easy sale. I mean, we're selling peace of mind. We're not selling the Legal Shield or the ID Shield. We're selling what it does. Everybody needs this. I believe wholeheartedly in the product, and as such, it's very easy to call. I mean, try selling life insurance or investments to somebody, which is what I did for my career. I ran the private bank for Wells Fargo as a career and retired a few years ago and ended up bored. You know, we're put here to help people, and if we're not doing that, then what's your purpose? So I got bored, and I found this product, and it was actually amazing. I've had my identity stolen twice, so I know what it's like to go through it. What we have our hands on is truly a gift. And I think we should be sharing that with everybody else. That, to me, is a very, very easy sale. You know, it's a cakewalk compared to some of the other things. So I guess the bottom line is, when I spoke with my sponsor, Evan, he got me lined up, and then it's up to me after that point. So I just picked up the phone and started calling the people I knew, and my excitement and their need. You put the two together, and it was within the first day, I got the Fast Start qualification done. So, you know, I'll turn it back over to you. Thank you for having me on the call.
Fantastic, Bob. Congratulations to you. We love featuring those agents who are out Fast Start qualifying. So please let us know if you are working with an agent who is Fast Start qualified. We love to feature them on these calls. Bob Hoffman, by the way, one of those individuals that, again, just not even with our company 2 weeks, and when we talked, he made the commitment to be in Oklahoma City, made his travel plans, and is getting there. It's that kind of commitment that will help him and many others who have made the same commitment find the success that they're looking for by attending these types of opportunities, such as the Oklahoma City Convention. Before we close the call, I'm really excited. I want to invite on Mr. Brian Fahili from Ringgold, Louisiana. About to say Shreveport, but that would be a mistake. He's in the booming metropolis of Ringgold, Louisiana. And Mr. Fahili was talking to me last week and shared an example of a decision maker meeting that I'll let him share it. But it was a presentation that he was doing, and as he talked about some of the objections that he was overcoming, I invited him to just share that with our group this morning. And Brian, I know it's been a power pack call already. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Well, thank you, Mike. Can y'all hear me okay?
We got you loud and clear.
Okay. It's hard to follow Melissa Wilder and Jim Tanner and Mr. Hoffman. I did share this with Mike the other day. It was, you know, through the years, I've done many, many DM meetings with different companies, committees, you know, employee panels, and so forth. But I live in the state of Louisiana, as Mike said, and as you can always tell, he giggles when he says Ringgold, because it is a big, booming metropolis. But it's located in Bienville Parish, which is, to most states, like a county. Well, I had recently taken it in a year ago to the Bienville Parish Sheriff's Department. And in doing so, I had a couple of the sheriff's deputies comment that the police jury might be wanting to look at this protection for their employees. So I went a couple of months ago and I sat down with the secretary treasurer. We went through the plan. We had a great DM meeting. He said, Mr. Fahili, the only way we can do this is the police jury has got to vote on this. And I said, okay. And he explained to me that my first meeting, which was going to happen on the 14th, they would look at all of my presentation, hear what I had to say, and then they would probably table it, decide between now. They only meet once a month. And he said they would probably decide during that time whether to bring it in or not. And so I agreed to come to the meeting. And when I got to the meeting, I got there about a half hour early. And I was inside with the administrator. And she's also in charge of HR. And her name is Jennifer. And we were sitting there. And she said, Brian, the way this is going to work is they'll call you into the to the police jury meeting. You'll get up in front of the podium. You'll present everything to them. And then what will happen is they'll probably table it and discuss it. And then next meeting, you can come and they'll vote on it. Well, folks, you know, the whole time I've been with Legal Shield, Mike and Mark and other leaders in the business and with Harvard have always preached to me posture. You know, what is your posture going into this meeting? How are you going to handle yourself when you get in there? And, you know, as she said that, and that was the second time I heard that, I thought to myself, no, you know, I'm not going to come in here and just go through all of this. I knew the deadline for opening a new group and having the rate of 3390 was fast approaching. I thought, you know, I'm going to use that in my presentation. I literally was changing my presentation in my mind as I was waiting to be called to go in there. And when they called me in, I had to sit through two other people. One was with an energy company. And quite naturally, they said, thank you for the information. We'll table this for now. We'll discuss it. We'll have you come back next month for our findings. And then I watched another with a phone company come in. Same thing. They looked at it and everything else. Gave him the same results, said, we'll bring you back in a month with our findings. And so here I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get up here and make this presentation. Well, I had put together a packet for each police juryman and their attorney and the secretary treasurer. I had all of them a proposal, a Harvard proposal. I had them a membership app that I use. I also had them a will questionnaire in there. And I passed each one out to them before I started. And then as I got started, because folks, like I said, I've done a lot of DM meetings. Usually if you put a proposal in somebody else's hands and you're not controlling it, they're going to be flipping through it page after page. While you're talking about one page that you're on, they're going to be looking at the back of it. Or they're going to be looking at the pricing. Or they're going to be looking at this or that. And so the way I started the whole thing was I said, gentlemen, if you will give me your attention for a few minutes and please stay with me page by page, I will tell you what page we are on and what we're talking about. That way we'll all have the same information at the same time. So I was trying to put a stop to the page flipping before it even started. And then I got into my presentation and I started speaking to them. And I hope I don't start coughing, folks. I had a bad viral infection last week. And I'm finally getting over it, but I cough a lot right now. But anyhow, I got into my presentation, and when I got to the part of the will, I said, and folks, you know, we live in the worst state to die in the U.S. without a will. Well, all of a sudden, their attorney jumped up and said, oh, Louisiana's not the worst state there is to die in without a will. And once again, I let that posture kick in because I was determined to get this voted on that day. And I just stopped and I said, well, sir, would you mind telling us all then, which is the worst state to die in? And I said, because I attended a meeting several years ago where Buddy Caldwell, the attorney general for the state of Louisiana, got up and said, Louisiana is the worst state to die in without a will. I said, so if you can tell us which is the worst state, I'd be grateful. I said, I'll stop saying that to people. And he looked at me and he, well, I don't know what state's the worst state, but I wouldn't have thought we were. And I said, well, I'm just going by what I've heard other attorneys say through my years of doing this. And so anyhow, I also noticed when I said that to him, a couple of the police jurymen just kind of grinned at me. And so once again, I started back in with the presentation as I was coming to my close and talking about meeting with their people and, you know, explaining it to them and allowing them to ask me questions and so forth. All of a sudden, the road superintendent stood up and he said, you know, Mr. Feely, this sounds like a great plan, and maybe some of our people will be interested. But I just want to say before we go any further with this, gentlemen, that for the past 10 to 11 years, we have, if we bring in a product or an offering or a benefit to the employees, what I normally do is I will set them up here in Arcadia at the courthouse, and I will pass the word amongst the different locations where the employees are at, and those that are interested can come up here and meet with them. And as he said that, I said, sir, I mean no disrespect by this, but I started to gather my stuff together. I said, if that will be the result of this meeting or the findings of this police jury, then we can stop right now, because I'm going to tell you, no one will come to see me. All they're going to see is, oh, it's another thing coming out of my paycheck. And I said, gentlemen, there's only one way for these people to understand the importance of what we do and how we can help protect their families, and that's by me getting in front of them. And all of a sudden, I saw a couple of heads up there just nodding up and down as I was saying that. And the road superintendent said, well, all I'm saying is that's how we've done it for the past 10 years. And I said, well, sir, all I'm saying is your people still won't understand what's going on. And all of a sudden, one of the police jurymen said, I'd like to make a motion, Mr. President. He said, I make a motion that we vote this in today. We approve this for Mr. Feely to come in. And I also would like to make a second motion that we let him go to each location to explain this to the employees. And all of a sudden, I heard two or three others go, I second it, I third it. And then they did the vote, you know, and it showed up on the big electronic board behind them. And it was 100% unanimous decision to bring it in. And they said, Mr. Feely, you have the right to go around. And they turned to the road superintendent. They said, please help accommodate Mr. Feely to go from location to location to meet with our folks. And I stepped down. I left out there. I went back in to meet with the administrative girl. And she's, like I said, she's also in charge of HR. And when I sat down, she said, they just came and told me that they voted on it, and it was unanimous that you're in and that you're getting access to everybody. And I said, yes. She said, I don't know what you said to them. It wasn't so much what I said. It was the fact that I postured myself that, especially when he stood up and said that, and I started to gather my stuff together, it could have gone one of two ways. They could have said, okay, Mr. Feely, bye. Or it went the way that it did, and that was, this gentleman is serious about this. These are serious issues, and we need to bring this in, and we need to get it done now. And I just wanted to share that with everybody because, you know, posture is everything in a DM meeting. If you go in like you're trying to beg for something or ask for something, trust me, they're going to show you the door out. But if you go in showing them that, hey, you need me worse than I need you, and I am here to help, a lot of good things can happen. And Mike, with that, I'll throw it back to you.
Well, fantastic, Brian. Thank you very much for sharing that. And I love Mr. Feely's posture. And again, I hope that you're picking up on not just what he says, but how he's saying it and the confidence that he's got. That's such a key ingredient to our success in this business. Well, folks, I know we're a little past the hour here. We do appreciate you all joining us. A big thank you to Mr. Brian Feely, Mr. Bob Hoffman, Mr. Jim Tanner, Mr. Mark Riches for sharing on the call this morning, and a humongous thank you to Ms. Melissa Wilder for sharing just such an exceptional training with us. It's been a power-packed call. We look forward to having each of you on the rest of our calls this week. Don't forget about our leadership call Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time, and then our employee benefits roundtable call Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. And, of course, we'll see you in a couple weeks in OKC. With that, God bless every one of you. Thank you for being on the call this morning, and make it a great week.